final whistle gone, so it is now 1:11 to 1:9. It'll be Tyrone will be walking the famous steps here in Clonus to pick up the Ulster Under 20 Championship, of course named after Danny Murphy, the great Ulster G stalwart from the Burn in County Down. God rest his soul. Ulster G, of course, donated the trophy and named the championship after him. But listen, that Tyrone team are a good side, Dermot.
Aye, I'm just watching here as Sean Paul Barrett goes over, very sporting by the Donegal manager, goes over immediately, shakes the hand of the Tyrone management team there, managed of course by Paul Devlin. And Tyrone worthy winners, and I would say Sean Paul Barrett would be the first to admit that his team were well in this contest, perhaps up until that goal in the second half, Gary.
Yeah, and even before that, Jeremy, to me the major turning point in the game was when Donegal went down to 14 men in the 33rd minute. That was when Tyrone came in and had five in response. It really punished them. I said, reminds me now almost of rugby when you go down to 14 men, the opposition try and get a try or two on you. But when that happens, Cormac Finn, excellent today for Donegal. Harry McGinnigan, excellent today inside for Donegal as well. Rowan McGeehan again pulled out saves, top drawer saves for Donegal. He's probably unlucky that he's from St Union's along with Sean Patton, because it's going to be very difficult for him to break in there. You know what I mean? Like he's showing that he is a top shot stopper here in the game at the minute. The goals won games, Jeremy. You know, the goal was a difference in the end between the teams.
Number 13,
certainly was.
And they're just naming here Ethan Jordan as man of the match.
Yep.
Fantastic display. So he has. It could probably. Everyone was talking about Canavan. Everyone was talking about Sheeran Quinn, Joe Agu. So they were the captain, Anton Fox. But Ethan Jordan, the man. But people weren't really talking about coming into the game here today. Really stepped up to the mark. As disappointing on Donegal's behalf, so it is. Maybe listen, you probably look at, they've been unlucky with the likes of Washington Gallen, Conor O'Donnell, so they have two lads that picked up injuries.
Yeah, and played no part in this championship, played no part all year, I don't think.
Yeah, exactly. And listen, of course, Washington Gallen last year ended up playing seniors and wasn't allowed to play, but to play with the 20s after that there. So whether or not they would have had them anyway, we'll never know that there. But there was a rule brought to Congress last week, Jeremy, for this competition, that any player who plays under 20 league now for seniors is not allowed to play under 20 champs. So they're just absolutely trying to wreck this competition. This competition has the possibilities to be a great competition. They had it in the marquee time of the year last year in the summer, and they moved it now to the depths of winter. So they have, and these players, it's not fair on these players. They're not being given a platform to put their best foot forward. Okay, people say, but your minor football's on this year. Yeah, but it's minor league. The minors get to play their championship in April and May, and get to pick, and then they get to put their best foot forward and get to show their platform, so they do at the highest stage. And I think it's very unfair on these players. And like, there's a number of managers. I was laughing at the Clark manager during the week when they were beat by Kerry under 20 championship. He says, we put the cattle in for the winter, and we put the under 20 footballers out for the winter. Like, there's a lot of people in the country unhappy, but it's not the right time of year for the competition. It's doing a disservice to the players, it's doing a disservice to the competition. They need to put it back where it was in May, June. It's interfered with college football, it's interfered with third level football. So it is. I mean, like, you look at the Donegal team today, there was no players from the Currie Cup team from the college that went up this year, because it's just too much on. And there's a lot of, not just Donegal, that happened throughout the Derry team, the same, the Maharaj players didn't play. We can't afford to do it without the calibre of players that were going to be playing that Currie Cup team. Yeah, you had last year's fullback, Kieran Tobin, you had last year's Donegal centre back, Jack Gallagher. You had last year's minor midfield on that Macquarie top, Keelan O'Leary, Owen Dowling, and you chain Monaghan around the red. You can't afford to be doing global white players like that there. And suppose then, if you want to talk about players, I mean, Ryan Conley from the Killy Bays Club, Michael Stadham, Seamus O'Byrne, all from the Killy Bays Club as well, would have played championship in the last 1 or 2 years, but weren't available for selection for whatever reasons today. On top of that, you have Shane McDowell, Gavin from the Glenswally Club, Conor Duck O'Donnell, Shane O'Donnell from St Union's Club as well, who's also part of that McCrory Cup team as well, and Shane Gillespie from the Aero team, who would have been centre back on every league game that Donegal under 20s played last year. So Jeremy, there's seven lads alone on top then of the McCrory players. There's possibility of maybe a team of Donegal who could put out an our team today, and we can't afford in our county not to have our best players not to be available for selection. So it's disappointing now. I mean, the lads put on the shirt today, ran themselves into the ground, but listen, it's just disappointing when you reflect on it.
Yeah, well listen, we'll go back to the studio because we're battling here with the match announcer as well. Tyrone have just been presented with the cup there. Captain Anton Fox is probably going to say a few words. Tyrone have won today's Ulster final by 5 points in the end, 111 to 9 points. Well, thanks to you for listening. Thanks to Gary McDade here on commentary this afternoon. It's a day of disappointment for Donegal, but they can hold their heads high. They produced a good performance this afternoon and played their part in a thoroughly enjoyable final, which has gone the way of Tyrone. Tyrone 111, Donegal 9 points.